So the way you do it is you guys separately, you know, would write down some unique selling advantages about your company. You know, just make a list of them, you know, and you both do that independently. Then you get together and then you kind of combine them and so on, and you kind of end up with two or three sentences. You might have 20 statements that you write down, and you know, maybe you go to your website to get that. Maybe ask your boss or some technical people, you know, what do you think is one of our unique selling advantages? So just, I mean, do you understand what that means? Unique selling advantages. Unique selling advantages. Unique means that there's not a lot of other people that have what you have. Unique selling advantages that would be an advantage for the customer to buy your stuff. And in your case, you know, you've got, I don't know, let's say the location. I don't know where the Arlington facilities are, but maybe the location, you know, they have a unique location, I'm hoping. Access to, you know, whatever, you know, so that would be part of unique selling advantages in terms of Arlington. And then the thing with the vehicles is that, you know, special purchasing, you know, I'm not sure where you'd go with that either, but
That's going to take us some thought.
Right. It's going to take some thought. Let me tell you that I have developed these for clients. And I've been in a room with like, you know, maybe six or eight people from a company, you know, at the whiteboard, you know, writing down ideas. You know, no, there's no bad ideas. We write down everything. And then take the page off, put the page over here, you know, and you end up with all these ideas written down. And they, you know, they start going around the room with these ideas. Then you start to group them, you know, like worldwide, global. You know, those are all part of the same thing. So you group all those, and then you know, the different ideas that come up, you start grouping them, and then you use a sentence. You create a sentence to reflect what those words are that are grouped. So you know, that's a way to do it, and it's painful because it doesn't exist. You got to create it from nothing. And like I said, I could help you do that, and I'd be happy to do it. You know, but I'd have to bill you for it if I did. But I, you know, could come over and sit down with you guys, or you take me out to dinner. I could, I could be had. Let me say that. So you know, we can do it that way. But okay, so let's get underway then, and I'll come around and listen here. And you're going to each be the salesman and each be the customer on this now. So you're going to rotate. So I don't know the products that you make. Are the products that your machines make are not as convincing to me as perhaps the customers that buy them. Mm-hmm. You know, like if you told me among your customers are General Motors, Ford, you know, things like that, that's more impressive to me rather than, you know, we make this, so we make machines that make those things. So customers, but if you told me, you know, a lot of the guys that make this kind of stuff, they're very obscure and persons like me would never even hear of them, you know. So, but if you had some very notable customers, that would be helpful. Mm-hmm. 2,000 machines operating in 65 countries, or you know, any kind of stuff like that. To me, you know, that's, you know, gets that global thing, and it's a better way of saying it, mm-hmm. that we're global. But you know, so you know, working on these things, like we all said, are not that simple, but they're crucial, and you'll see as it goes.
It seems easier for us because we're more unique because we already have a customer database.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't pick up one of these lists and start
right,
calling people
right.
because they couldn't use my product.
Right. Right. Because you're selling parts.
Yeah.
But you know what?
We have a customer listing already, but we also have customers on there that have really old machines
right.
that we target for replacement parts.
What about, and I would have to ask the question, what about all these other guys out there that are not using your machines that could use your machines?
Mm-hmm.
Why couldn't you call them?
That's what our sales department does.
Yeah. Okay. And they don't want you messing with that.
No, we have an actual sales force
that does that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. And your charter is just
aftermarket.
Yeah. Well, it seems to me like this solutions bank, you know, that kind of a thing, you know, that you could sell. That'd be a great thing in my view. And you know, I don't know what your internet website, I do know it because I've been there, and I do know it was that login thing and so on. So there's probably stuff there that could be very helpful to, and that might be something that you guys could sell, and man, it wouldn't cost anything. It would be all profit dollars, so that sounds really great. And then, you know, the name of it would be pretty cool if you could come up with some kind of a, you know, preferred customer list or, you know, I don't know what the name would be, and that's another thing, you know, take some time, and then, you know, you're introducing this new preferred customer solutions bank or something like that, And you guys have bought our machinery in the past, and these are the benefits of becoming one of our charter members or something or whatever. Okay. So what are unique selling advantage statements about again?
How your company is unique and what...
Okay. Does it have anything to do with products?
It's more about your reputation.
It's the company. It got to do with the company. It could have to do with the products too, but we're going to get into the products because the products are what we're going to sell. So we're going to have with them statements for the products. So let's move over now. Just to page 56.